Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 25th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn up a penny and a half at 658 and three quarters, December wheat down 6.5 cents at 806 and three quarters, and November beans down 11.5 cents at 1445. No export sales here, but Egypt apparently on Monday bought 250,000 metric tons of Russian wheat. The big news here this morning is these export figures. They first came out at 7:30 and then reissued again at 7:32. And then there was a statement saying, disregard any numbers in the 8:30 to in the 7:30 to 7:40 time frame. Then at 8:06, they came out with old crop sales in the corn at 320 and new crop at 155. They had wheat at 409. The numbers that make no sense at all here is old crop beans, 504,000 metric tons, and new crop, 4.7 million metric tons. Now, I don't know whether somebody just messed this whole thing up this morning. Are these real numbers? That there's been no corrections, there's been no further statements in the last 10 minutes. Now it says, grain futures await delayed exports. This just came out right this minute. That's all it says. That's a repeat of what they said earlier. So I don't have any confidence in these numbers. They make no sense to me. How do you sell 4.7 million metric tons of new crop beans and it doesn't show up on any of the daily numbers? So, you know, I don't know what it all means, but we'll have to keep an eye on that this morning and see if the market takes it as its value, you know, face value out here. I don't know. Anyway, the Illinois Crop Tour says 190.7. That's not a bad number. The bean pod count, 1250 versus 1175. I haven't seen any numbers, but Western Iowa apparently came in below the three-year average, but beans were comparable. That's all it really said. I haven't seen any updates on that yet. So it's going to be a confusing morning out here. We've got the dollar just down 8 ticks. Crude oil is up another 73 cents a barrel right now. Dow Jones looks to be a little bit higher, but nothing, no other markets are really that impressive out here. So I don't know where we're going to open here. You know, if they stand by that 4.7 million metric tons, you know, beans would be sky high. I just don't see that that number is a realistic number. And I'm guessing they're going to come out and change it one more time. But at any rate, that's what we're dealing with here. We've got showers around a lot of the country, mainly east of the Mississippi and mainly south. But Illinois had rain last night and again this morning. We had good rains in Wisconsin last night. And as the crop tour moves and finals their numbers up today after going through Illinois and Minnesota, we should see some pretty strong yields and in eastern Iowa. So it's hard to know what they're going to come up with. But, you know, it's bad where it's been bad, and it looks pretty good where it's been good. That's really about it. We'll wait to see if we get clarification on these export numbers. But it is, for the time being, what it is. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.